investigations into a late evening shooting, resulting in the death of one Odsa resident. Contributors toward musical art forms will have their interests guarded by a new representative body for the launching of the Association of Musicians, Producers and Performers of St. Lucia. And national schools have been the beneficiaries of health and lifestyle sensitization efforts by the Ministry of Health as part of its continued thrust to fight non-communicable diseases. Details coming up.
Friday sale ever at Massey Stores Home and Mega. Savings on 120 items in store on Friday, November 29. Electronics, indoor and outdoor furniture, small and large appliances, housewares, toys, tools, and more. However you shop with us on Friday, we're giving you value. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check out our websites at Massey Stores SLU to see what's on sale. And see you this Friday at Massey Stores Home, Gablewoods Mall, Sunny Acres, Latuni, and Mega.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth.
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Magical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Picking the right tile can be confusing. Where do you go to get expert advice and a wide range of tiles at low prices? The Tile Gallery. That's where. The new home for classy and unique tiles for any room and outdoor area. Find it all when you visit the Tile Gallery at Home Depot, Wadawash. The Tile Gallery, affordable style.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Law enforcement officials have launched investigations into a late evening shooting, resulting in the death of one Odsa resident. According to a statement issued by the Press Relations Department of the Royal St. Lucia Police Force, reports of the incident were received at approximately 10 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th. The document went on to note, quote, officers attached to the Criminal Investigations Department Castries received a report of a shooting at Odsa Castries. Officers were informed that an unknown male entered a business place and proceeded to discharge rounds of ammunition in the direction of patrons. On arrival, officers encountered Yanni Severin, a 19-year-old resident of Odsa, with apparent gunshot injuries about his body, receiving medical attention by emergency personnel. He was conveyed to the Victoria Hospital via ambulance, where he was pronounced dead. A post-mortem examination is scheduled for a later date. Two other males sustained injuries during the said incident, with both reported to be in stable condition, end quote. The Royal St. Lucia Police Force has requested that members of the public with information regarding the incident contact the crime hotline at 45CRIME 452-7463 or the Major Crime Unit at 456-3754. Contributors towards musical art forms on Ireland will have their interests guarded by a new representative body with the launching of the Association of Musicians, Producers and Performers of St. Lucia, also known as AMP SLU. Earlier today, members of the interim executive, media and invited guests gathered at the Derek Walcott Square to celebrate the presentation of what has been described as a long-awaited achievement, with initial efforts to establish the entity commencing some 33 years ago in 1985. According to a statement issued by the organization detailing the journey to today's launch, while recognized in 2016 by the government of St. Lucia as a non-profit organization, the association was, quote, required to have a legal standing in order to operate effectively as a non-profit membership organization, end quote. The document went on to note that AMP SLU has now received the Certificate of Incorporation under the Companies Act of the Revised Laws of St. Lucia as a non-profit company as of September 18, 2019. Interim President of the Association, Jackie Cherubin Weeks, commented on today's crowning achievement.
Today is a very special day, a milestone for us, because after many, many years of trying to set sail with this association, which has gone through a lot of hurdles and obstacles, and we are now being able to launch this association. And for short, it's called AmSt. Lucia. We are hoping that with this organization that we can unify the musicians, producers, and performers of St. Lucia. We become members, and that we'll be able to lobby and advocate for concerns that they have and issues that they have, and also to collaborate with other agencies so that we can develop the art form in St. Lucia and to structure the music industry. So today is historical for us. We have invited guests, heads of department, ministries, Dame Paulette Luizzi, and we have also performers and musicians and producers island-wide, which we've invited, seasoned ones and also up-and-coming ones, and just to present ourselves today and say, here we are, because we are now legal and legitimate, as we now have a company, which is a non-profit organization.
Interim President of the Association of Musicians, Producers, and Performers of St. Lucia, Jackie Cherubin Weeks. The affairs of the association will be presided over by the interim board of directors comprising Jackie Cherubin Weeks as president, Ian Sanchez as vice president, Buffalo Odlum as public relations officer, Ronel Biscombe as secretary, and Barry George as director. National schools have been the beneficiaries of health and lifestyle sensitization efforts by the Ministry of Health as part of its continued thrust to fight non-communicable diseases. More in this report by Fennell Neptune.
Students and teachers were granted the opportunity to receive valuable information about diabetes, physical activity, healthy eating and lifestyle as the Department of Health and Wellness hosted health activities at the schools. Family life educator Janelle Alexander Dupre says it is important that students learn about diabetes at an early age so that they will be empowered and feel confident in caring for themselves.
As we know, we have many persons becoming diabetic, and even ones at a younger age. Before, it used to be where older persons would get the diabetes, but now we are having younger and younger persons developing the condition, and the only way that this can change is if they know what nutrition is all about, what diabetes is all about, and what sugar does to the body.
Soccer Fit instructor Michael Laporte says it is extremely important that students engage in physical fitness to ensure they are healthy.
It was important with Soccer Fit, or for Soccer Fit to partner with the Ministry of Health, just to be able to get that sort of mentality into people, just to get them to physically move, which is what I do. I provide the sessions, and to get, especially for the kids, especially for the children, to get accustomed to the idea of movement, to get them used to moving, and that can be a part of their lives, not something extra that you have to add, and that you can have fun. So you get into the movement, you get used to it, it's healthy for you, it's part of your lifestyle, and something you can enjoy doing. So hopefully they can carry that into their more formative years.
Nutrition officer Shalan Edward applauded the initiative and says it is necessary that they are proactive in ensuring that students eat healthy.
This activity is important because right now what we realize is that for me, when I get the clients get to my office, it's not too late, but it's too far gone. So if we start now and educate them and show them what they can do to prevent diabetes, that is better than we starting in the end. So this activity in teaching them how to exercise, how to eat properly. Today we spoke about the different types of sugars. We spoke about portions. We spoke about moderation. We spoke about the different foods they need to cut down on and those they need to increase. These are the important things that helps them prevent these chronic conditions that are linked to their lifestyle.
The health activity offered services such as exercise sessions, nutrition exhibits and face painting for students, and blood sugar testing for adults. Reporting from the Communications Unit of the Ministry of Health and Wellness, I am Fina Neptune.
The National Competitiveness and Productivity Council is forging ahead with the online version of its productivity measuring tool called Protocol. The NCPC's mandate is to identify and analyze issues which affect national competitiveness and productivity while providing solutions to policymakers and other stakeholders which positively impact productivity and economic growth. Measuring national productivity is one of the core activities of the NCPC. More in this report from Glenn Simon.
Productivity is a ratio of actual output to total input. It is a measure of the efficiency of production. For businesses, measuring productivity growth is vital as it translates to higher profits and the continuation of business. The Pro Tool, developed by the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, NCPC, is a dynamic productivity measuring tool which assesses productivity levels and provides feedback on weak, identifiable areas within a firm. Director of the NCPC, Fiona Hingson, indicated that via funding from Compete Caribbean Partnership Facility, a product design and development company has been contracted to convert the Pro Tool from its current Excel spreadsheet platform to an online application.
So right now we are going into full development, into making it an online platform. And so we are hoping that early next year we'll be able to launch a tool and to be able to encourage everyone to measure the productivity.
Fasolve is a product design and development company out of Trinidad and Tobago, contracted to develop the online version of the Pro Tool while improving the customer experience and final output. Azim Abdul is the external director with Fasolve.
So what we're going to do is actually we've decoded the Excel data sheet, and we have our developers actually figuring out what are these kinds of formulas that people are working on. So we're at step one right now, which is actually engaging people with the Excel sheet as it exists right now to just find out if it's actually useful in that form. And at the end of today's session, what we found out is, okay, there are a lot of things that need to be tweaked. So our first goal is actually figuring out which ones we're going to tweak, which ones we're going to leave alone because time and resources permitting. The next step after that is actually creating a web platform itself.
From November 20th to 22nd, consultations were held with a cross-section of stakeholders, both in the private and public sectors, soliciting their feedback on possible improvements to the updated version of the Pro Tool. The Pro Tool is an innovative, first-of-its-kind product for St. Lucia and the region. Managing Director of Convert Solutions, Inc., Terence Elliott, said using the Pro Tool is akin to getting a blood test, analyzing the results, and taking the necessary action.
I believe that information is powerful. It is key for business development. So any company looking to assess their performance and project into the future, correct their, improve on their on the operations, it will be something that would be hand in hand that they need to have at hand as we go through.
Tasia Judah highlighted that the Pro Tool could be employed effectively within the two businesses that she's involved in, Island Adventures, a touring company, and Solar Connections, a solar energy firm.
Solar Connections, it will help us in terms of how quickly we move stock and decide what are the problems that are stopping us from meeting goals that we may have set, whether it be short-term or long-term. And Island Adventures provides a service. It also helps a company like that where it comes to sales, the customer experience, efficiencies, so how we use our assets to carry out those services. It would give us a lot of insight into those things and helping our operation just overall.
Consultant with Compete Caribbean, Dr. Kyron Swift, said Compete is pleased to continue providing support to the NCPC. Compete Caribbean's main purpose is to promote and stimulate the development of Caribbean economies through supporting the private sector. It is funded by the governments of Canada and the UK, the Caribbean Development Bank, and the Inter-American Development Bank.
We assisted in even the establishment of the NCPC, the establishment of a commercial court here. We're currently working on the development of an entire competitiveness agenda whose objective is really to change and to lift at the front level the way in which the country functions and punches above its weight at a global level.
The NCPC is hopeful that the online version of the Pro Tool will improve the productivity data gathering by making the tool more accessible to the private sector. For the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, Glenn Simon reporting.
Now to the regional news developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tyre Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tyre Tire Zone. In the blue building next to the VG Roundabout, sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180.
What?
But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Dominica opposition reportedly moving to get next week's elections stop. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Thursday, November 28, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Legal sources say lawyers acting on behalf of the Dominica opposition likely moving to have the court stop next Friday's Dominica elections. Though the United Workers Party has filed a full slate of candidates before initially suggesting it will boycott it, it seems set to move a court injunction against it. The UWP had asked the President, Charles Severin, to put off the vote until next February, citing the need for reforms. Critics of the demands say the reforms being advocated could not be done by February anyhow. CARICOM has said that it has faith in Dominica's electoral system, and the government has invited observers from the United Nations, the Commonwealth, the Carter Center, and CARICOM to observe the process. Both the ruling Dominica Labour Party and the UWP have expressed confidence about winning the election, though most observers in Roseau think at this stage the outcome is too close to call. Dominica's opposition leader, Lennox Linton, says there should be a full commission of inquiry into the practice of the sale of the island's diplomatic passports. He has also called for a police investigation into the conduct of public officials in the matter. His comments come in the wake of the Al Jazeera documentary into the practice in a number of Caribbean countries. A lawyer for Linton himself was also featured on the documentary seeking financing for the opposition, with a similar promise to have passports issued should the opposition leader win the elections next week. Grenada's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell has denied media reports his ruling New National Party received campaign financing from failed citizenship by investment program Grenada Sustainable Aquaculture. In a one-hour program aired across the region earlier this week, Al Jazeera alleged that Caribbean countries with citizenship by investment programs were also selling diplomatic passports to persons who make significant financial contributions to political parties. The television station named Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Antigua and Barbuda, and Grenada among the countries that had benefited from the sale of foreign diplomatic passports. However, Dr. Mitchell said the Al Jazeera report is false. He said fundraising personnel from within his party have said they do not know any of the people making the allegations. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, Scotiabank Barbados says it will be restructuring its managing director's office and has been holding talks with staff and the union on the issue. The bank was responding to a report published in the online publication Barbados Today that as many as 20 employees could be placed on the breadline as a result of the restructuring exercise. While it did not confirm the exact number of workers to be dismissed, Scotiabank, which has been in operation since 1956, which has been in operation there since 1956, said that the restructuring was necessary because of the recent decision to sell some of its operations in the Eastern Caribbean. Trinidad and Tobago police are searching for two men who dressed up as hospital workers and shot and killed a 25-year-old patient at the Port of Spain General Hospital on Tuesday night. The police said that Dejan Brooker of Lavanti had been hospitalized following a stabbing incident earlier this week. The police indicated that they will continue to maintain a presence at the hospital, adding that the investigation remains active. Cuba's foreign minister has charged the United States with violating the historic 2015 agreement, re-establishing diplomatic relations after decades of interfering in the country's internal affairs. Bruno Rodriguez tweeted the U.S. embassy in Havana was engaged in, quote, illegal activity intended to attack Cuba's constitutional order, unquote. It was the second time in less than a week that the communist-run government accused U.S. diplomats of fomenting dissent. While harsh rhetoric was returned to the old Cold War foe's bilateral relations, Cuba has refrained from attacking U.S. diplomats up to now. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. The Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180.
What?
But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. The law enforcement officials have launched investigations into a late evening shooting, resulting in the death of one ODSA resident. Contributors toward musical art forms will have their interests guarded by a new representative body for the launching of the Association of Musicians, Producers and Performers of St. Lucia. And national schools have been the beneficiaries of health and lifestyle sensitization efforts by the Ministry of Health as part of its continued thrust to fight non-communicable diseases. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.